And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my cost, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God bless us to this verse. Here we find about Jabez's prayer. In fact, this prayer is one of the most beautiful prayers in the Bible. And when we look at and read this verse 10, we find four things that Jabez prayed for. Four things. And the first thing that we find is that, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And the second thing we find is that, and enlarge my cost. And the third thing we find is that, and that thy hand might be with me. And the fourth thing we find is that, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. These four things that this Jabez prayed for. Now, let's just look a little bit about the story of this Jabez. If we look at in the Bible, we don't find more information about this person, Jabez. But one thing that we can be sure of is that he is the descendant of Judah. He is the descendant of Judah. And when we read verse 9, we find that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. That's what we find. But in what way he is honorable, we are not sure, because the Bible is silence about this. The Bible is silence about this. He is more honorable. That's what we find. But one thing that we can say is that, what does it mean by this honorable? When we look at into verse 10, we see that he is a prayerful man. He is a praying man. That's what we find. That might be the reason that he is considered to be an honorable man. So now when we look at into verse 10, we see the four things that Jabez prayed for. As we see the first thing in the second part of this verse 10, it says, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. We find this verse. Now this verse is one thing we can say about the prayer of this Jabez is that he is praying for, or he prays for, especially his spiritual life, his life. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me that I can get closer to you. I will be more prayerful. I will always love you. I can be also a blessing to others. I will be more like you. So he is praying for, especially for his spiritual life, that he can get closer to God, that he can be more in touch with God. He can be more he can draw nigh to God. And in fact, here the word indeed is used. So the spiritual blessings are the blessing indeed. The spiritual blessings are the blessing indeed. When we see this, spiritual blessings are blessing indeed. Indeed. So the best is praying for his spiritual life, that he can get closer and closer to God. He can be more prayerful, as we know that he is a praying man. He is a prayerful man in this verse. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. That's what it says. Bless me that, oh God, I can be closer to you. I can be more prayerful. I can love you more. I can be a blessing to others. I can know you more personally. And the second thing that we find here is that, this is one point that I want to emphasize more this evening, today. Here, in the third part, it says that, the second prayer, let's say, enlarge my goals or enlarge my territory. Now, as we have said before, Jabez is not much known in the Bible, but here he prays that God enlarge his cause or his territory. Maybe in his work, maybe in the world that he involves, maybe we don't know exactly what he's praying for, but one thing that we can find here is that he wants God to enlarge whatever works or whatever things that he's doing or he does. That's what we find. Now, it might be relating to his work, maybe relating to what he is doing, in the sense he might be involving in a kind of a military force or whatever works that, whatever duties that he has in the society, in the community, as he belongs to the tribe of the tribe of Israel. Now, he wants God to enlarge his territory, his cause. Maybe he prays that God might increase or enlarge his work or his work in any field. Or he wants God to increase his spiritual life. Or his ministerial field. He wants God to increase what he does. Likewise, I want to challenge each one of us tonight. Let us also pray that God would enlarge our cause, our territory, to grow one more step spiritually. To grow one more step spiritually. To grow one more step in our work. To grow one more step in our divinely appointed ministerial work. Divinely appointed ministry. Let's pray that God would increase. God would enlarge the ministry that we do. Or God would extend the kingdom of God through us. Let's pray that God would extend His kingdom through us. Let's pray that God would enlarge the kingdom of God, His kingdom, where we are entrusted to be the workers, the servants, that we increase or we enlarge His kingdom. So let's pray about it. And the third thing that we find here is that it says here, and that thine hand might be with me. When we read the book of Ezekiel and the book of Ezra, we find often that oh God, thou hand be with me, thy hand be upon me, and so on. So, probably the hand of God might be talking about the presence of God. The presence of God. Oh God, thy presence be with me wherever I go, whatever I do. Thy hand be with me, thy hand be upon me, thy presence be with me, thy presence be upon me, wherever I go, whatever things I do. And in another way, we can say that the best is praying for the protection of God. When you talk about the hand of God, it might be referring to the protection of God. It might mean the protection of God. The best pray that God's protection be with him. He will lead, he will protect, he will save, he will strengthen him by his power. Or the best is praying for God's presence in his life. Let us also pray for the same thing. Let's pray that God will lead us, God will protect us, God will save us, God will strengthen us. God will take care of us by His power. God's presence will be with us. Whatever the things that we do, wherever we go. And in another way, we can say that it is talking about the divine acceptance or the divine approval of God in our lives. That we don't go away from God. That we don't go too far away from God. Let's pray that the hand of God be with us. Let's pray that the Lord will not let us go away. go astray from him. Then the last also pray that we try our best to be good, to be more spiritual, to be more in touch or to be more closer to God. Let's pray that we get closer, we get more in touch with God, we draw nigh or nearer to God. That might be also the meaning. And the fourth point that the best is praying for is that the last thing that he prayed for, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, from evil. That is one of the best prayer that we should always do as believers. Here we say, the best pray for the spiritual protection of God. In James chapter 4 verse 7, we see, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let us pray. The best pray for the protection of God, that he would not get involved in the sinful activity. He would not go away from God. He would not get into the devil activity, the evil activities. He will not get into sin. Likewise, let us also pray that God would keep us from all evil, from all sinful activities, that we get closer and closer to him. So tonight, as I've said four things about the prayer of Jabez, let us also pray like the best prayer. Let's pray for our spiritual life, that we get closer, closer, closer to God. Let us pray for the gospel advance. Let us pray that God will use our life to increase things, to increase his kingdom, to extend his kingdom. He would use us that we go and tell the people, the unbelieving people, that his kingdom might be increased. People will hear about God. People will hear about the gospel. His kingdom will be extended, might be extended to our life. And also, let's pray for the protection of God, the presence of God in our life. Let us also pray to God that God would keep us away from evil, from evil things, from sins. Let's pray that we become closer, 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 closer to God. So God bless us through this very short message.